This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nothing but the truth.
The judge sends everyone home early on day one of the Trump trial so a juror can go to the dentist.
Then, campus chaos. It's spreading.
Uproar on America's elite college campuses.
We would like you to leave.
And why won't they let in this professor?
Let me in now.
And highway heroes. The drivers trapped inside the burning car. Can they get him out in time? And the nurse who became a highway hero.
It's really amazing seeing so many people put themselves in danger for somebody that they don't even know.
Plus, country singer Luke Bryan. He slipped on an iPhone.
Did anybody get that?
Then, a daughter's warning. How her mom became the victim of a sweetheart swindler.
And gave him $1.5 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
To send to a stranger on the internet.
Plus, they found a pearl inside a clam while having a romantic dinner. Look at them now. They're getting married.
You've been kissed the ball.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us this Earth Day. I'm Mary Calvi in today for Deborah. Big day at the Donald Trump hush money trial as opening statements got underway, but proceedings at this historic and unprecedented trial ended hours early around lunchtime. So why was the trial the whole world is watching cut short today? Because one of the jurors had to go to the dentist. Stan Mercogliano is at the courthouse with the latest.
Day one of the Trump trial came to an abrupt end at 12:30 p.m., and you'll never believe why. An alternate juror got a toothache and had to go to the dentist.
No judge is going to keep someone with a toothache listening to testimony.
The trial began here at the criminal courthouse in downtown Manhattan with opening statements, and Trump's attorney came out swinging. Todd Blanche branded porn star Stormy Daniels an opportunist and a liar, saying her false allegations she had an affair with Trump were sinister. The prosecutor, in his opening statement, read out a transcript of the notorious Access Hollywood tape, arguing it depicted Trump bragging about sexual assault.
Grab him by the I can do anything.
Trump, who had been sitting expressionless up to that point, angrily shook his head. Opening statements can be crucial. Studies show that 80% of jurors make their minds up on their verdict after hearing them.
So you need to come out of that box as strong as you can on both sides.
The first witness called to the stand was David Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer, who allegedly orchestrated a catch-and-kill scheme on behalf of Trump, paying Stormy Daniels for her story and then not publishing it. We used checkbook journalism, and we paid for stories, Pecker told the court. Trump and Pecker used to be friends, but Trump was seen glaring at the witness.
Mr. Trump, was this
Trump came to court with a large entourage, 16 assistants and attorneys, including his lawyer, Alina Habba.
He should not even be here today because he did nothing wrong.
But there were no Trump family members. Someone asked.
Donald, where's Melania?
No reaction from Trump. The former first lady is back home at Mar-a-Lago, where she made a rare campaign appearance over the weekend.
Where's Melania?
Trump hoped to hold his first campaign rally since the trial kicked off Saturday in North Carolina, but the event had to be canceled because of severe rainstorms. The continuing chaos on college campuses with pro-Palestinian demonstrators clashing with Israel supporters is spreading, with students taking classes virtually to stay safe. Stephen Fabian reports.
There is uproar on America's elite college campuses today. 5,000 Jewish students here at Columbia University were advised to go home and stay off campus after a series of anti-Semitic events over the weekend.
We have Zionists who have entered the camp.
Protesters formed a human chain to push back Jewish students who had come to the pro-Palestine encampment on the Columbia campus.
One step forward.
One step forward.
This protester is carrying a sign pointing at Jewish students and calling them Hamas's next targets.
Yes, we're all Hamas.
A rabbi affiliated with the university sent out this troubling email. Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. Student Nick Baum is heeding the warning. He's on a bus heading to Maryland.
Jews on campus right now currently feel incredibly unsafe, unwelcome, and that they don't belong at Columbia.
The president of the university, who testified last week before Congress on campus anti-Semitism, ordered that all classes are to be held online to de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps. President Biden spoke out today about the explosion of anti-Semitism on campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that.
Actor Michael Rapaport joined pro-Israel protesters at Columbia today.
Jewish students, Jewish people should not be uncomfortable or scared in New York City.
They are not letting me on campus.
A Jewish professor, Shai Davidine, who has been an outspoken critic of Columbia's handling of the crisis, says he was barred from campus today and faced off with a college administrator.
You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
And look at this. The pro-Palestine tent city at Columbia is bigger than ever, despite being cleared by cops last week.
And the list of colleges with unrest now also includes Yale, MIT, the University of Michigan, the University of North Carolina, and Vanderbilt. A man trapped in a burning SUV is praising the Good Samaritans who risked their lives to save him. Despite the fireball and explosions, one by one, they joined in and kept to the task at hand. As Les Trent reports, they've been named America's newest highway heroes.
It's breathtaking video of a fiery rescue. All these Good Samaritans put their lives on the line to get a trapped driver out of his blazing SUV.
One of our biggest concerns was that the car was actually going to explode.
The video starts as a car is driving along the interstate outside St. Paul, Minnesota. Up ahead, the driver sees a car that has crashed in flames. People are already stopping their vehicles and racing to help. More and more people ignore the danger to save the trapped man. They frantically yank the doors of the burning SUV, but the guardrail stops them from getting to the victim. This quick-thinking Good Samaritan grabs a piece of the wreckage and uses it to try to smash the window, but to no avail. Look at their desperate attempts to get the doors open. A Department of Transportation worker arrives on the scene. As he joins the rescue bid, a sudden fireball forces them back for a moment, but the drivers quickly return to their mission. A window is smashed in, and the trapped man manages to get his legs out. But the drama is not over yet. A blast rings out, blowing one of the rescuers to his knees. They press on. Finally, he's hauled from the blazing wreck. Astonishingly, the driver was taken to the hospital with only minor injuries. Now he and a lot of other people are hailing those Good Samaritans as highway heroes.
Your adrenaline is pumping.
Registered nurse Tessa Sand was right there.
It's really amazing seeing so many people put themselves in danger for somebody that they don't even know.
We also spoke to Kadir Tola. That's him trying to smash the window. It was the cameras on his Tesla that caught the whole drama.
That man whose life you guys saved, when you pulled him out of that car, what was that like?
I could see like the fear in his eye, you know, he was so thankful.
Inspiring acts of courage by America's new highway heroes.
Incredible. The driver says he's alive today because of those Good Samaritans. Country star and American Idol judge Luke Bryan is the latest singer to have something thrown at him from the audience. This time it was a phone that caused Bryan to slip and hit the stage hard, but his sense of humor is clearly intact.
Down he goes. Country star Luke Bryan suffers an ugly fall, slipping on a cell phone a fan threw on stage. It happened during his set in Vancouver, just as he strutted across the stage. Bam! The American Idol judge sat there for a moment in disbelief.
Did anybody get that?
But he managed to joke to the knucklehead who threw it.
My lawyer will be calling.
Another fan caught the moment on their cell phone, and Luke Bryan couldn't wait to view it.
Let's zoom in.
And there it is. The fall is going viral, along with Bryan's play-by-play.
Here we go. There it is.
Jokes aside, he could have been seriously hurt. You can see him trying to break the fall with his arm, which could have led to a broken bone. He checked his arm a couple of times to see if there were any obvious injuries.
How are you feeling after your fall, Luke?
How are you feeling?
I'm actually good.
Was it a hard fall?
I mean, I'm a big old man. It ain't good for me to go down like that.
On Sunday, he was back in business on American Idol, and it was topic number one.
Luke, you're moving okay. You looked all right at the open of the show there.
But Joe, what happened? That's my move.
Are you damaged in any way?
What are you talking about, Ryan?
Then they played the tape. Fans throwing things on stage is a nasty phenomenon. Singer Bebe Rexha was injured when she was hit in the face with a cell phone. When a fan threw water on Cardi B, she walloped them with the microphone. On Saturday, Nicki Minaj blocked an item that was coming straight for her head and then angrily threw it back into the audience. Now Luke Bryan. People, stop throwing stuff on stage.
And here's something else to take cover from. This was the scene as residents sought shelter as monster hail wreaked havoc on their neighborhood.
There goes the umbrella. Oh.
A family is preparing for mom's birthday when they witness this ferocious scene outside.
Oh my God, look at the backyard. It's covered in hail.
How about hail the size of softballs pummeling the backyard pool at this home in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Happy birthday, Mom.
She was a widow who went online to find love again. She met a man on Match.com who appeared to be Mr. Right, but he turned out to be a scammer who drained her of her $1.5 million life savings. Then she was found dead. Her family says mysterious circumstances. Now the woman's daughter is sounding the alarm about what's been called an epidemic of romance scams.
57-year-old Laura Cowell joined Match.com and fell hard for a guy named Frank.
My mom felt the emotions of feeling loved and having companionship just through email. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, well, how could that happen?
Kelly says her mom thought she was in love with a Swedish businessman. But it turns out this photo was stolen, and the man in the photo had nothing to do with the scam. The widow ended up wiring the scammer her entire life savings of $1.5 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
To send to a stranger on the internet.
That's not all. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod has been investigating online dating scams, which he says has taken a sinister turn.
Somebody will be victimized, and they'll send this money. And maybe they'll send something that gives the scammer some leverage. And the scammer will turn around and say, all right, I need your help now. You're going to be part of the scam.
He says the 57-year-old widow became what federal investigators call a money mule. Kelly only realized what was going on when she received a call from a federal agent.
I'm calling
feeling in regards to your mother, Laura Kowal, who may have been involved in a fraud scam as a victim.
Kelly went to her mother's home in Galena, Illinois, and discovered her mom had disappeared, leaving behind her beloved dog.
I just don't know where she would have gone.
2 days later, investigators found Laura Cowell's body 250 miles away in the Mississippi River. Her death was ruled a drowning. Kelly is now on a mission to retrace her mom's final steps. She wonders whether foul play was involved. In an upcoming CBS investigation, you'll see the surveillance footage taken of her mom's car with two people entering the vehicle. Axelrod caught up with the CEO of Match Group, one of the largest online dating companies.
We've been talking to a bunch of scammers, and they say they're having absolutely no problem setting up fake profiles.
We're working really, really hard every single day to make sure that people are authentic.
Match.com says they spend $125 million annually protecting customers from potential scammers, adding they take down 44 phony profiles per minute. CBS News' investigation into romance scams airs tomorrow on their Anything for Love series on both CBS Mornings and the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell.
Next, the reviews are in.
And the music reviewer who's so scared of being attacked by Swifties, he won't give his name.
Plus, they found a pearl inside a clam while having a romantic dinner. Look at them now. They're getting married.
You've been disappointed.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Spice Girls fans have reason to rejoice.
It's a Spice Girls reunion. All five Spice Girls came together for the first time in more than a decade at the 50th birthday party of posh Spice herself, Victoria Beckham. The video was shot and shared by Victoria's husband, David Beckham, who makes a cameo. And that's Tom Cruise arriving to the party. But before he even went in, he stopped to help a photographer who had fallen. No cameras were allowed inside, but word is, Cruise showed off his dancing skills, as he did in Tropic Thunder, and his breakout role in Risky Business.
And the reviews are in for Taylor Swift's new album. But get this, one magazine was so scared of retaliation from Swifties over a bad review, they erased the critic's name.
Beware of Swifties. A magazine that published a scathing review of Taylor's new album got so many threats of violence, they decided not to publish the critic's name. Taylor Swift strikes out, goes the review in Paste magazine. Some of Swift's worst lyricism to date.
We need to stop Taylor Swift. We need to stop her right now.
This music critic, Anthony Fantano, has no fear of the Swifties.
Creatively, she is at a new low with this record.
Overall, however, reviews of the tortured poet department are positive. Times of London gives it 5 stars. Rolling Stone calls it stunning. I love you. Taylor's first music video from the album, Fortnite, already has more than 30 million views. Taylor is celebrating her success with the hashtag For a Fortnite Challenge, sharing snippets from her life over the past 2 weeks. There's boyfriend Travis Kelce stealing a kiss while she's cooking. You also see her playing pickleball and sewing. The challenge has taken off, with Swifties posting snapshots of 2 weeks from their lives on social media. For a Fortnite.
Taylor Swift resumes her concert tour next month in Paris. Back with more after this.
Still to come, they found a pearl inside a clam while having a romantic dinner. Look at them now. They're getting married.
You may kiss the bride.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
They're the couple who made an engagement ring out of a pearl they found in a clam. Well, now the big day is here.
We first introduced you to Sandy Sikorsky and Ken Steinkamp last fall.
They were having a delicious meal at a seafood restaurant in Rhode Island when Sandy bit into something strange.
And all of a sudden, I feel this hard thing like in my mouth, like, what is this?
Sandy showed us how, against all odds, she chomped down on a rare Mercenaria pearl buried in the clam she ate. The chances of finding one, roughly 1 in 1 million.
Was it a sign? Maybe Cupid was reaching out. Sandy and Ken, both in their 70s, decided to tie the knot.
They took the pearl to a jeweler who crafted it into this gorgeous engagement ring.
Now the bride and groom's big day has finally arrived. An Inside Edition got a front row seat. Sandy's trip down the aisle is extra special. That's her 93-year-old dad. As family and friends watch, Sandy and Ken make it official.
I can present to you, Sandy, with this ring as a symbol.
Ken, you may kiss the bride.
The reception was held at the famed Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island.
And just guess the theme of the party. Pearls. Pearls on the place settings? You bet. How about these clam-shaped cookies? Sandy's granddaughter even has pearls on her shoes.
And the wedding cake? What else? More pearls.
We're both romantics, and this is the perfect type of ring for that in the perfect place.
We feel it's sort of a part of our life's journey, and it seemed all come together for this.
Now they're off on a European honeymoon. Congratulations. And coming up, proof you're never too young to cheer on the team. Finally, sign her up for the squad.
There's an adorable new cheerleader on the squad, and she's got all the right moves. Check out that flip in the air. Whoops, that was close. And how about these balancing skills? Way to go.
Put her in, coach. Very impressive. See you next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast Once Upon a Beat. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.